All right, Adam Ciancerillo, terrible start. Looks like you locked bars with your teammate, I think. And then, you and Joey Savacci for 15 minutes, battle of death.
Everybody saw it coming. I think the guys on my inside, they were definitely not in their ruts. Let's put it that way. But it's on me. I spun in the grate, actually. It was just weird. I must have got a little excited and got the RPMs a little high. I was bummed because my sight lap start was good. I've been running a little bit different gearing, and obviously that affected my starts today because they were pretty terrible all day long. Pretty bummed on that, but I kind of got shut off, and I was so over it that I just kind of pinned it and locked bars with some guys and really...
Okay. I thought it was Jason, no?
It might have been. Yeah. I had some head shake going into the first turn. I was actually in a fairly decent spot. I tipped over in the right-hander after the mechanics area.
Oh, you did? I missed that.
Yeah, I was right behind Webb, and I was feeling good, like kind of how I was in the heat race. And then, I tipped over at the mechanics area. Like, I hadn't gone inside there all day, and it was pretty close to the tough blocks. And I kind of got my leg trapped. And then I got up, and didn't ride very well after that. I mean...
You were lucky to not go down coming the first turn. Serious head shake.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't super stressing it. It was, I had some head shake, but I'm a pretty strong dude.
I'll review the tape, and I'll get back to you on it. And then you and Joey just, hey, I'll go, you go, and then yeah.
I was behind. Once I got up, it's one of those things. I was really bad in practice. I kind of got a lot better every time. And then my heat race, I surprised myself. I was pretty good. And then once I got up from my crash, I was just kind of, I didn't want to freak out and try to pass a bunch of dudes right away on that track. It's half the time it's weird here because it was so sticky in between the jumps. You never really knew if the guy in front of you was going to hit the next three or not. So like that table into the table over two into the turn, I was behind Joey a few times and I'm like, he hit the three and I backed out of going table over two because I wasn't sure he was going to hit it. I didn't want to land on anybody or do anything, but I got around him, and then I was kind of just chilling in 12th for a while behind Barsha. Really didn't want any part of that.
Yeah.
Was just trying to ride my laps, work on some things, and some guys came to me. Marvin came back, Barsha crashed, Mookie crashed, so I think I got 9th. It's pretty good, man.
Yeah, not so bad. Track didn't look like a lot of fun all day. Like, a lot of endos, a lot of panic revs, a lot of cross riding. Didn't look fun to be out there. It looked stressful.
It was a tough one to come back after a year away from racing. Like, free practice, I was like, I think I probably should go home. It was one of the most technical supercross tracks I've ever ridden, especially this afternoon. I don't know. These are the conditions that I need to kind of work on and get better at. And all in all, I'm pretty excited with my starting point.
Quiet night, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, we'd love a quiet night.
Right. All right, man. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. Oakland next week. I think we got another mudder coming. So, yeah.
I guess it's going to be actually muddy, which is cool. Yeah, I'm into it.
Thanks, bud.
Thanks.